This year, Leil Seder, the first night of Pesach, begins Motzai Shabbos. So we know, what do we do on Motzai Shabbos? Generally speaking, we make Havdalah. The first thing, after we have a Meirah, we make Havdalah. So this year, we're going to have to make Havdalah in the Kiddush. So, what we do is, you know, we make the Bo'er Pri HaGafen, then Bekadesh Yisrael Bazmanim, and then we add Bo'er Ma'orei Ha'esh, and then we make HaMavdil Ben Kodesh with Kodesh. So, descending conspicuously absent from the Havdalah, because all week long, all on Motzi Shabbos, we also make a Bo'er Minei Besamim. We make a bracha on the spices. So how come there is no Bo'er Minei Besamim when Yontif falls out on Leil Motzai Shabbos? So the first question is, why do we make a Bo'er Besamim anytime? So the commentators explain it's because we have a mystical concept called the Neshama Yisera. Going to Rashi, that's why we eat so much on Shabbos, because we have two neshamas to fill. But we have an extra soul, and then presumably after Shabbos is over, your extra soul leaves, and hence you're sad, and therefore we're going to have a nice smell in order to keep us going. So that's why we make a Bo'er B'Samim every Motzai Shabbos. So here the question is then is, what about on Yontif? On Yontif, do we have Neshama Yisera? So, it's actually a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashbam, the Bali Tosis, there's a whole debate among the Rishonim and whether we have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif. So Yontif Shechol B'Motzai Shabbos should be a proof. In other words, it should be, if we make Borei B'Samim between Shabbos, going from Shabbos to Yontif, that means we lost our Neshama Yisera, and therefore we have to make it. But if we don't make a Borei B'Samim, that means we never lost it, it's still going. So the practice, what halacha we paskin, there's definitely no Borei Minei B'Samim on Saturday night when Yontif falls out. So Bishlam, according to one who says there's no Neshama Yisera on Yontif, I understand. The one who says there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, so then there's no need to make a Bo'er Minei B'Samim. But according to those who say on Yontif there isn't any, so how come we don't make it? So Tosfos is other Rishonim, it's not a kasha. Like, it's one thing to walk by a bakery and smell it. Smell the cookies, the muffins, the cake. But it's another thing to eat it. So usually we have Bo'er B'Samim to help us. But to have a Suda Simchas Yontif, that's much greater. So even though we lost on the Shama Yisera, we have a Simchas Yontif, so we focus on that. So Saturday night, those who say we don't have one, we have one on Yontif, that's why we don't make it. And those who say we don't have one, it's because of the Simchas Yontif. The Shaila is, so what about Motzai Yontif then? So Bishrom, so the answer is, the halach is we don't make it B'Samim Motzai Yontif Acharon. So the question is, if you assume there's no Neshama Yisera on Yontif, so that makes sense, why should you? But if you assume you have a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, then how come there's no B'Samim? That's the famous Shem Yishmo quotes from the Avnei Nezer, who says, because there's a fundamental difference between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yontif, which makes it a fundamental difference between the Neshama Yisera on Yontif versus the Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos is Kiva V'Kayme, is that basically 6 days a week, God created the world, the seventh day we rested. So by definition, it's an objective thing. No matter what I do, don't do, comes sunset Shabbos, that's it. I got to observe the Shabbos. However, when it comes to Yontif, today Yontif functionally works the same way as Shabbos does. But fundamentally, we say it's Mekadesh Yisroel Bahazmanim. It's the Jewish people. When they came in and they based in was Mekadesh, when they used to make the Rosh Chodesh based on witnesses, so they're waiting for them to come in and based in, which represented Klai Yisrael, they made it Rosh Chodesh, and hence the possibility of Yontif. So therefore, the Kedusha comes from Klai Yisrael. So the Shem Yishmu, the Avnei Nezer, says that's the difference. Ein Achinami, so if you hold this no neshama, you say around Yontif, so then that explains why there's no Besama Motza Yontov Acharon. But if you hold there is a neshama Yisera, and we're losing it, so how come we don't make a Borei Besamim just like we do right after Shabbos? And the answer is because by Shabbos it's Kiva Vakaime. It came by itself, easy come, easy go. You didn't put any effort in. And therefore, right after Shabbos leaves, it's gone. And therefore we need something, it leaves suddenly, and therefore we need a Besamim to cheer us up. However, Yontif is what we did. So therefore, the Neshama Yisera and Yontif, whether it never leaves or if it does leave, but it takes a couple of days, maybe weeks, it sticks around for a long time, at least until the next Havdalah. So it sticks around, and therefore, why does it stick around? Because it came from us. As we know, that something that comes within us, it lasts longer, like the Kedusha by Har Sinai. Kedusha by Har Sinai, once the Shekhinah left, that was it. The Kedusha left. The things that we put in the effort, so those are the things that last. And this theme as well, we see the difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnius. At the first head of the Luchos, it says, were done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was completely act of Hashem. They were fashioned and written. And yet we know what happened. They were broken. And discussion where they were put together. Did they have their own Aaron, but they were put away? In contrast to the second Luchos, the Luchos Shnius, Psu Lucha, Shmei Luchos Avanim HaRishonim. That Hashem told Moshe to do the Luchos himself. And surprisingly or not surprisingly, the second Luchos are the ones that lasted. They were more permanent. Why? Because the first ones were all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't do easy come, easy go. But the second ones was had human involvement, so that's the one that sticks around. The more effort we put into something, the more it sticks around, and that's the Yisod, that Kedushas Yontif is Mekadesh Yisroel Bahazmanim, so hence, we're not making a Besamim on Saturday night, because we still have an Nesham and Neshera, or because we're going into Simchas Yontif. But according to that opinion, so why don't we have one at the end of Yontif? Because that's a Neshama Yisera of Yontif, and that's Mekadesh Vazmanim, and that's our own initiative, and therefore that remained for a much longer time.